So, here we are celebrating the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and our second reading today, St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians is talking about death and the law. He says the sting of death is sin, the power of sin is the law. What does he mean by all this? He's throwing out all this stuff about sin and the law. The power of sin is the law. In other words, we are beholden to sin. Because of original sin, we can't not sin. And that has effects on us. Because of the decisions of our first parents, Adam and Eve, they're turning their will away from the will of God. That has introduced all kinds of problems into our lives. We can't not sin. We are beholden to that. That is the law. That is the law. And the sting of death is sin. Or rather, you know, sin leads to our death. What we celebrate tonight in the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, bodily and in terms of soul into heaven, is that it is the victory of Christ over death and over sin that has freed us from this law that St. Paul is talking about. It's just as much of a law for us as gravity is for us. You know, if I pick this book up and let go of it, I'm not going to do that, by the way, but if I pick it up and let go of it, it's going to fall. We can be certain of that. And we can be just as certain that left to our own devices, we will fall and we will die. And that is the state that we were enslaved to until Christ came to offer his sacrifice. And then we are freed from that law of death and separation from God. Now, for us, we still have to work that out in our lives. We still have to fight the inclination to sin. We still have to dispose ourselves to the mercy of God. We still have to apologize to him for our sins in the confessional. We still have to struggle. We still have to depend on the grace of God given to us through the Eucharist. We have to do those things. What we celebrate tonight in Mary's being assumed into heaven is a consequence of her sinlessness and her being this worthy receptacle of God, is that she was taken bodily, taken entirely, body and soul, into heaven, preserved from the corruption of the grave, as they say. That is a hopeful thing for us. And as we pray in the Hail Holy Queen, you know, we talk about Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. You know, our hope is, in looking at her, we see our destiny. If we can continue to try to mold our wills to be in line with God's, that's our destiny, that we will be one day glorified, body and soul, in the presence of God completely, forever. So this mystery is always about Mary. Most definitely it's about Mary. But behind that, it's about the freedom that Christ gives us through his sacrifice, the freedom from sin that he gives us. The battleground for us is in the will. Mary won that battle her entire life. She never sinned. In other words, she never committed sin. She never let her will vary from that of God. We do that daily. Right, even though we may struggle against it, and we can make progress in that, but she had her will perfectly attuned to God from the moment of her conception all the way until her natural end here on earth. But that's a hopeful thing for us. We can't maybe be perfect in the sense that she was perfect, but we can strive for that, and we know that if we try and if we really give our hearts and our souls over to the Lord, though we are flawed, he will make up the difference in us if we are constantly trying to seek his will and to give ourselves over to that. And what we celebrate about Mary is that he will let us share in what she experiences now. It's a great thing. Another thing it does, why the bodily assumption of Mary? Why? Well, first of all, of course, she was that worthy receptacle for Jesus Christ to bring him into the world. Of course, her body is worth that dignity. But it's also a reminder to us that we have a dignity We have a great dignity. Even our lowly bodies, as we say, have a great dignity. That's one of the reasons why the church says what it does about things like sexual morality. That's why the church says what it does in terms of what it traditionally said about cremation and even doesn't really encourage that. Respect for the body. Respect for the body, and that it is this worthy carrier of our soul, and it is a part of us. It's not just some, you know, jar that our soul is poured into and then we just let go of. It's us. It's part of us and valued by the Lord. It's a reminder to us then that we are worthwhile in the sight of God. And just as Mary was scooped up into the arms of God and brought into heaven entirely, one day at the last trumpet blast, we will share in that as well, if we are faithful to Him, if we, again, strive to unite our wills to His. So let's ask today that Mary will bestow her motherhood upon us. She desires to do that, to mother us, to labor for us, to, in a sense, labor until we are in heaven through her prayers, through her encouragement, through the graces that pour out through her from Christ. Let's ask her always for those graces. Let's speak to her daily, asking for her to help us to unite our wills to those of her Son, to that of her Son. And know then that she is going to guide us and direct us and encourage us and strengthen us even when we're not aware of it.